Yeah, that's right. That was Disturbed. Land of Confusion, Genesis Remake. If you guys watch the music video, very inspiring. It shows a capitalist Nazi regime, military, mowing people down. And, you know, people are running, getting scared. But one person stands up against them. Then they all start standing up. They eventually scare away the military and march on the Capitol and end up taking down a version of Fat Rothschild. It's a great video. Yeah, you know, I don't know why people are afraid of... And see, this is actually... indicative. This actually shows what it is that we need to do as a society. When we start waking up wondering who the hell we are, that's a sign, if anything, for a rebirth. Now, we are mistranslating that feeling into, oh, well, I'm a man, I think I should be a woman. Now, maybe you just... You need some other freedoms. Maybe you need your real God-given freedoms. Maybe you need to change your corrupt government into a righteous a republic of the people. I think that's the change that we need as a people.
See, that's why I'm so glad for shows like yours, because you talk about governmental behavior modification programs. You talk about MK Ultra, MK Naomi. This is exactly the same thing. They're using. Can I just throw a quote at you guys? Our enemies. This is a quote. Our enemies use documented behavior modification psychology to make the public do themselves what their government couldn't do ever by force. If people research behavior modification psychology, they would realize that they're mentally being manipulated into destroying themselves and their own children. End quote.
Well, the destruction of the mind has to come before destruction of the body. So if you, as an adult, have been severely psyched through psychological manipulation, it's going to be nothing for that person to destroy their children physically. Absolutely correct. That's just the progression. I kind of want to go into who it is in the history of these people that are controlling our establishment. We're going to talk a little bit about Moloch. Now, this is like a 15-minute clip. We're not going to play all of it, but guys, feel free to stop. Ask Mike to stop the clip to talk about certain parts of it, and we'll just get the meat of it and tie it back into what it is that we're talking about. So, Mike, if you could play that clip.
First Moloch, horrid king, besmeared with blood, of human sacrifice and parents' tears, though for the noise of drums and timbrels loud, their children's cries unheard, that passed through fire to his grim idol. Such are the words of John Milton's Paradise Lost, where the abominable being known as Moloch, or Molech, appears as a fearsome warrior of the fallen angels. Milton describes Moloch as a pro-war devil, a being who, as the fiercest fighter in the war on heaven, was keen to re-engage God and his angels after Satan's first failed attempt. He implores Satan to equip them all with the weapons forged in hell, and dictates that they must destroy God, for if they fail, or if they choose not to fight, given that they'd already been thwarted, then the punishment that God had in store for them would be egregious. With this, they have nothing left to lose, and so Moloch deemed it imperative to take the fight to God, though this was likely because he himself enjoyed the thrill of war so much. In the end, though, he is ultimately overruled, likely on the account that Satan recognized Moloch was more brawn than brain. In The Salambo by Gustave Flaubert, a historical novel about Carthage from the mid-19th century, Moloch is referred to as a god of the Carthaginians, who accepted the offerings of children as worship. Flaubert describes a statue of Moloch as being made of iron, and that he possessed a pair of outspread wings. His arms were so long that they reached the ground, and he had three eyes positioned on his brow. He also maintained the traditional bull's head, as frequently seen in medieval art, and his head was raised as if it meant to go about barking terrible orders.
Okay,
he also explains later in the novel.
So the reason why we're talking about Moloch right now is because, well, this is the Bohemian Grove deity. They're fallen angel. We all know Alex Jones exposed the Bohemian Grove quite some years ago, where all of our politicians and corporate masters go to have cocaine orgies and have sex with little boys.
Yeah, with the owl effigy, eh?
Yes, and well, the thing about the owl... The owl is a disguise. The owl is literally a translation or a representation of the statue of Moloch being covered up by a giant tarp or cloth. But think about it. You have this Baphomet-looking deity, and you have to transport the statue around, but you're going to cover it up. So the two horns would appear to be the ears, and the cloak itself would be the wings and feathers of the owl. So the owl is actually a misrepresentation of Moloch. The owl is just the appearance of the Moloch statue covered up. So,
Moloch was represented as a bull too, with the horn, which is closer to Baphomet too, as well. So,
right.
I'm definitely no expert on this, but yeah, that definitely sounds very plausible, and I have heard that as well.
Right. So, Moloch is a god of child sacrifice. What were these elites doing, the so-called elites? Sacrificing children to this statue. Now, some people were saying, you know, it's just a doll that was sacrificed. We don't know that for a fact. We've never been to all of these gatherings. I'm pretty sure they have gatherings elsewhere around the planet as well.
You should give them the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, they've never said anything to lie to us. I mean,
they would never lie to us.
Just a fake. Don't worry, guys.
Well, the sounds of the drums that go in, just they go hardcore on the drums. That is done on purpose after they throw the baby into the fire to drown out any sounds of the baby screaming and crying as it's being burned to death. So, whether they're sacrificing real children or not, that's up to witness account. to know for sure. So why such a ritual? Why? They call this ritual the cremation of care. Now, one way to look at it, and the sacrifice is to open the door. It's an absolution, okay? To be absolved of your sins. Throwing someone else in your place so that you are not responsible for any of the sins that you commit. This is how even the non-psychopath politicians and corporate CEOs walk around with a clean conscience. Because any sins they that they commit will be wiped away because they're still working for the greater good as they see it. Yes, this is their convoluted way of thinking. This is the escapism of their responsibility to the people. Their very oath to serve the people is a lie. Everything they tell us is a lie. It's all forgiven by Molech. Because he is the great war god who is going to replace the real God, once they are successful, so they can live as gods as well, and bask in the glory after they've overthrown God. This is what the religious sect of our so-called elites actually believe. Go ahead, Luca.
No, I think there's going to be, as far as what I hear from the Pope, there's going to be an inclusion of the Muslim faith with the Catholic faith. I don't remember what the name of it's going to be. I think it's in the 2023 or 2022 that this is going to come about. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on in there, yeah.
Well, actually, you know, that's all the material I think we need from that clip. I'm going to go ahead and tie this back around to what was said at the beginning of the show about sacrificing. You know, people want to say that they're not a part of anything like that. Oh, occult rituals, that's the devil, that's evil. But guess what? You Christians are a part of that very ritual. To even recognize the terminology and have it play a role in your life means that you are part of the ritual. Now, when I say that, I mean everybody plays the game. Okay? It said, this is alchemical magic turned into, well, what equates to psychological ops. This is psychological control. Any sorcery out there, any occult magic, always falls down to a mind trick. Now, for example, Cuomo is being offered up as a sacrifice to the people by Joe Biden. We the people would probably be happy with that sacrifice if this man were to be torn down. This is how you rise to power. Nothing is to be gained without something given up first. That's alchemical. Problem with that is, we are beyond the alchemical because we are conscience. They are conscious, thinking, living, sentient beings. Okay? Instead of saying, okay, yeah, we got one of the bad ones. Okay, but you just glorified an even worse big baddie. Nothing is to be gained without something given.
Yeah, and I mean, you're right. So, and as bad as Cuomo maybe is, as we report here, and not only did he reportedly sexually harass and assault these women, he also killed all these people in nursing homes. But, I mean, at least he wasn't touching kids on video like Joe Biden. I mean, and I still give everybody the benefit of the doubt, too. Even I talked about Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. I don't know all the details of all this stuff. I wasn't there. And I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Anybody that's accused, in my opinion, anybody, even people I don't like Cuomo, who, in my opinion, is a murderer. Because he did shut businesses down. He did send people to nursing homes that he knows he shouldn't have. He endangered people's lives. He killed them, and then he lied about it. So that should be the bigger story here. And his connections now, his brother at CNN helped him cover the whole thing up. But at least he wasn't as brave. At least for Andrew Cuomo, the murderer, at least he was reportedly harassing women who were of age. Joe Biden just freaking goes up there and starts groping and pulls your daughter away from you. Starts feeling up on her waist, starts pulling back in her hair, sniffing her, biting. And this is all on video. I mean, he even went on the freaking The View, and he wouldn't apologize. But shouldn't you apologize? Shouldn't you? Well, I think what I did was he couldn't apologize. He couldn't apologize.
Okay, yeah, sure. But with that, it goes to show that we're all playing that ritual occult magic. We would accept a sacrifice instead of saying, no, you're both wrong. As a matter of fact, the entire system's wrong. We need to get rid of you. And then promptly doing so. Like T-cells on a virus. Okay? We are underneath that magic. This is the occult. Okay, and just to show you even more, okay, so death isn't necessarily something that comes in one form, okay? There is the temptation of carnal knowledge, the flesh, pleasures of the flesh, okay? That is definitely one of mankind's oldest problems. Yes, I can be like a Cenobite and offer you power through pleasure of the flesh. Yeah, I'm gonna get you to change your sex. Yeah, that's another way of viewing that. Oh yeah, let's change your sex. Sure, absolutely. Let's change your hormones, because you'll never be right thinking ever again. You'll never be the right thinking individual that you were born to be. That's called corruption. Corrupting. Now, you corrupt the youth, okay? You have power. I mean, that just comes with it. And so, slaves, you can have slaves. You know, this person who shows you a different way. Oh, I'm pretty sure you're going to show your gratitude to these people and the sick system and support it. Now, there are those who wake up and say, oh, this was a bad idea. Like we heard earlier, there are thousands and thousands of transisting, detransitioning, because they're waking up. They realize what they've engaged in, whether it's at a spiritual or a subconscious level. They realize they're not to be doing this. So It's all about that ritual occult mind control. You need to break the mind control, people. You don't have to play the game. You don't have to play by the rules. You know, people have been so conditioned, they think warfare is natural. It is to an extent. But not where you have lords profiteering, getting rich over, gaining power. You war, in Mother Nature, there's only one reason to war. Go to war with another group of people. And that's over resources. Okay? Now, we have political differences across the globe. We'll go to war for that. Resources, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to go get the oil. Okay. Very well. But when you're actually warring just to have more money, more money, more money, more power, more power, more power, it's not natural. 1% of the population, yeah, that the rich elite 1% should not own half of the planet's resources. Warfare in itself is an occult ritual, blood sacrifice ritual, I should say. Backwards. You put up someone on the altar to die so that you gain power. The blood ritual, as a sacrifice ritual that we have all been brainwashed over the ages in thinking was a natural part of us when it's not. Go ahead, Luca.
You know what? I'm sorry. Can you hear me breathe deep or what?
No, well, I see you on mute.
That's something that's really important, and I'm so glad you let me in there because most people don't know why. Over 23 veterans or people that's seen war are suiciding themselves every day. Over 20 people that have fought in wars. Nobody understands why. And it's all because of losing your soul. The word soldier literally means to die for the sun. In the ancient times, they really thought that you had to lose a life in order to, you know, praise, you know, the sun, and you died for the sun, literally. So the heart is also believed to be where the soul is anchored, and to kill or to act immorally, it was believed to inflict the death of the soul, the mysterious part of us that knows right from wrong. So soldier either means to die for the sun, or it means to destroy our own soul by acting against our human nature, i.e. taking another life. So you're destroying your own soul by killing someone else, which is completely logical to me. That's PTSD. That's, you know, that's why we're destroying ourselves. That's what war does. I just thought I'd throw that in.
The goodwill of men cannot withstain the horrors of war. Absolutely. Guys, I know we have to take a commercial break here. After we take a commercial break, we'll come back and take callers and continue on with the show. Be calling in. What's the phone number, sir, Will?
Phone number is area code 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if you missed it, you can go to broadcasting.org. While you're there, go give a donation. And also, open up a new browser during this commercial break. Go to tlbtalk.com, tlbtalk.com, tlbtalk.com. Join us. We're fighting the man.
All right, we'll be right back.
And she's starting to get a little booty. Miss Judy Jetson. So Judy, boxers, briefs, or fig leaf. As you know, I wear my boxers, so my big...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We're going to go ahead and hit up the phone lines and see what you people have to say. So let's go at line one in Vancouver. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Following what you said. Yeah. You hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Okay, so you're talking about war. And from my experience, war is very addictive. Get into one war, you make it out of that war, then somebody gives you a call maybe a year or two later and says, how fast can you get your gear packed? And then you say, well, what's going on? Well, you know, we got an airplane and we're moving out. You want to come along? And blah, blah, blah. And that's your second war. Then that one's over with and you make it out of that one. And then, sure enough, you're going for the third time. And this is one of the deals about how it works. After 1945, there was a lot of guys who were combat trained, and they survived World War II, and they got notified and said, well, there's this thing called Korea, right? I had a buddy, 1950, he landed with MacArthur in Incheon. And then that was the whole thing, see? And then after that, he got involved with the Cold War in Southeast Asia. The war is addictive. It jacks up your adrenaline.
And I then can you tell want you, to have... you're absolutely right about that. I've been to war for quite some time, and some people, you know, they ask me, like, you know, don't you get tired of it? You've been at this for years. So I get more power by the hour. I don't see myself stopping them. So I've crushed the enemy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know you very well, but I figure you're combat trained, right?
I am.
I mean, yeah, so you know the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just wanted to do one more point here in what you've been talking about in the first part of the show. The precedent for that is Alan Dulles of the CIA in the 1950s buying 200 million tabs of LSD from Sandoz Pharmaceutical in Switzerland and importing it into the United States. And bingo, that was what they did. In L.A., they started out of Lookout Mountain Air Force Base distributing this stuff. All over the United States, right after the Kennedy assassination. They called themselves the Merry Pranksters, and they were driving this bus across the United States, handing out tabs of acid, right? This is one of the precedents for what they're trying to do today.
I'd like to throw something at the caller, too, as far as what war tells me very quickly, it's that you got that picture of D-Day with the landing craft with the front door open, like that we all know, with the soldiers coming out on the beach, and my meme on there is not very nice, but it says D-Day. It says, a momentous moment for the banking elite, which is exactly what it was, because they're paying for both sides of every single war since the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. And they're using you and me and our brothers and our sisters as pawns, as throwaways, you know, to make their money. Right. Oh, and we're wondering why we don't trust them with the vaccines either. Oh, okay. I got you.
Can I offer a twist to that D-Day thing? In 1942, Hitler lost 300 crack divisions in Stalingrad, right? So in 1944, who was guarding the coast at D-Day? And I'll tell you who it was. It was a bunch of kids who had maybe limited experience in how to deal with an invasion. Okay, if those had been crack troops guarding that beach, they'd have pushed that fleet right back into the ocean. But they weren't crack troops. They didn't know what to do. For example, you never stay in a pillbox. Never, ever stay in a pillbox with a machine gun. You get that damn thing down to the shore, and you outflank what's coming at you, but you stay in that pillbox, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So,
well, you know, I think they replaced their crack troops with the methamphetamine troops.
Maybe. But the way the movies tell it is all the Germans were stuck in the pillbox. Yeah. And you don't want to stay in pillboxes. You don't want to do that.
And now there's something called psychiatry. There's something called psychiatry in the military that's on YouTube. It's about how after 10 minutes, some psychiatry expert or psychology expert will give the soldier a bag full of candy, they called it. The baggies, they joke about it. About how many drugs to take without even knowing who they are, what they did, what their allergic reactions would be. And that's, you know, that's, again, Big Pharma paying for that and getting all kinds of money for it. And, you know, we have no idea how big it is.
Oh, no, I can't argue with that. I'm sure today's soldiers are pumped up and all kinds of stuff. I don't think all those drugs necessarily makes a good soldier. I think you've got to use your cool.
We got to dumb them down as much as we can, though? You have to dumb them down as much as you can and make them kind of coherent, at least to be able to function, right? But dumb them down as much as you can. That's my logic.
Well, I would blame the today's generals. Today's generals are not like generals of 40, 50 years ago.
No.
Especially the Germans, because German generals and the high staff were always at the front with the troops. They never were like the British 10 or 15 miles behind the lines. Rommel was always up in the front with his men. In North Africa, his men would follow him through hell because Rommel was there right beside them, directing them, you see? And that's something that a lot of kids today, well, I shouldn't call them kids, but if their top commanders were right beside them, they wouldn't need drugs.
I mean,
there you go.
You can really tell how worthless our lives are to them, how disposable we are, when you just look at the military at its base value. I mean, we have the technology, and I've actually seen this, okay? There's bulletproof clothing.
Yep.
Rich elite. You know, looks like a tuxedo. It's just like James Bond. I've seen it. I watch all these new tech, top 10 new tech videos all the time. They have bulletproof cloth, just the regular t-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. Our soldiers could have that material, okay, and then plated armor. We could have proverbial Iron Man, Tony Starks, every single soldier.
Right.
Oh, that's too expensive. Well, how much is a human life cost?
Right. So it's
I mean, the point of the war is for depopulation. They got to get rid of us, okay? I know this for a fact. They plan attacks. They'll have ops in which they study. I mean, they'll send, you know, troops that need, you know, maybe 2-3 times more troops than you know what they need for their objective. They'll send them in anyways, even though they're underpowered. They'll study the stuff. Okay. Who you know, how big a slaughter? They'll study every scenario as if they were trying to look for an algorithm they can crack or control. You know, somebody comes out of a fight, you know, Purple Heart and whatever Medals of Honors, you know, there's lone survivor of this great deadly mission. Guess what? That soldier has made himself a prisoner for life because they're going to try to get him to do everything, try to get his blood. They're going to try to reproduce that person. But it really, if we actually cared about human life, and when I say we, I mean the establishment, the government, you could take a small one division and all the cost of everybody else, you could make those bulletproof clothing. You can make some armored suits. One division could take over Iraq. One division could probably take over any country in this world.
Right, right. The mistake,
but we have to die.
I disagree with that. The mistake that they made in Afghanistan was Alexander the Great took Afghanistan and he kept it because he stayed in the high ground. You stay in the high ground in Afghanistan, you can't be beat. You go down there and do patrols down in the valleys, you're going to get whacked, okay? Like Vietnam, you stay in the jungle. You merge with the jungle. You live in the jungle, and you'll take Vietnam. See?
Well, stay in Afghanistan for a second. I think of Pat Tillman, who really wanted to say the reasons why we were in Afghanistan, and they suicided him. And I'm proud to say that the reason why we're there is strictly because of the poppies, as we all know, and also because of the minerals that are underground. You know, that's the only reason why we go and steal and genocide and rip countries apart.
A Tomahawk missile can most definitely find you in the high grounds, especially with these microwave weapons they got too. They'll just cook you.
Okay, I'll grant you that, but I'm speaking as an officer who wants to protect his men, okay? I'm not talking about whether the war is justified or not. Okay, that's another issue. But if I'm going to be in command, I want my people to know that I'm not going to let them get ambushed. I'm not going to let them get slaughtered, okay? I'm going to do it intelligently, right? And even if I'm breaking Washington or the Pentagon's rules, I don't care. See what I'm saying? That's my point. So I can let some other callers get on. It's okay. So.
Oh, cute.
appreciate it. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Yeah, how often do we hear of a high-ranking military official being bussed down to private for screwing up royally? You don't hear that. if there was a major operation, and our media can cover, the mainstream media can cover such news, okay? You got a colonel that screws up a major operation, and no, there doesn't need to be a congressional hearing where, you know, these politicians are poking and prodding with useless questions to the guy and let him walk away. No, people used to get their stripes taken from them. You used to get their ranks taken from them. Bust on down private. You don't see that anymore. Why? Because the mistakes are supposed to be made. They're supposed to be killing off our people in their eyes. Nobody pays for any failures anymore. So, anyhow, I know we are one down. It's the end of the show here. You guys have anything else that you want to mention before we close out?
I do, yes.
Go ahead.
Well, one, just to double down on your last point there, nobody's held accountable. Here in Rhode Island, our version of CPS is DCYF. Children have died in their care multiple times. They've been pimped out, trafficked. Nobody has faced charges. Nobody has even got fired or reprimanded that I'm aware of. Same thing with the FBI. They knew about Jeffrey Epstein in 96. They were warned again in 02. They were warned again in 05. There's nobody got fired over that. Nobody got fired over the fact that all these government agencies had prior knowledge of 9/11 and they let it happen or whatever you want to think about that. Time and time and time again, nobody's ever reprimanded for this. And it's really bad because... I mean, a perfect example is Jamal from Rising the Moors is a veteran without a criminal record, and he's still in a jail cell for possessing weapons, and he was living, geographically speaking, in the area referred to as Pawtucket, Rhode Island, whereas a Rhode Island, whereas a Pawtucket police officer shot somebody on video off duty, and he was released for personal reconnaissance. So it's really sad, because if I was working at Rent-A-Center, McDonald's, Best Buy, Chick-fil-A, any regular place or mom and pop place, and I acted like these people act, or even just rudely, I'd be fired immediately. Maybe give them one warning, but pretty much fired immediately. These people, they extort us. They take their money. They take our money, and then there's no consequences whatsoever for the actions. Oh, yeah, just whatever. Well, Hunter Biden's laptop, who cares? Oh, Epstein's co-conspirators, what? Whatever. Don't worry, Biden's in charge. This brief thing I wanted to talk about, because we're also talking about the children a lot in this episode, and this is one of the biggest things. This is the glue that sticks everything together to me, is pedophilia and the blackmail that's associated with that pedophilia. And the reason why we won't see an expose on Joe Biden, this is something that was brought to my attention by Theo. So shout outs to Theo today. I couldn't believe I'd never heard of this. This is from news.com.au. BBC told to remove work by pedophile sculptor Eric Gill. The BBC has been urged to remove from its headquarters a figure of a naked boy created by a sculptor who sexually abused two of his daughters. So at the headquarters, breaking down this article, because I know we don't have much time, but at the headquarters of the BBC outside, there is not only a statue of a naked boy, but with an older man. So there's a statue of pedophilia outside the flagship of BBC from a guy that not only raped his own two daughters, but also the family dog. Now, these revelations came up when his diaries were published in 1989. And so we have, let's see, 89, 99, 2009, 20, over 30 years now of this. And then this article here is from 2013. And this is a mainstream news source out in australianews.com.au. I could be wrong, but I believe it's almost like the BBC out there. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'm just throwing that out there. But we literally have a statue of a naked child and an adult man created by a pedophile who raped his own daughters and the family dog. And the BBC knows about this, and there's been protest, and they don't want to tear that statue down. So I thought that was insane and disgusting, and that's probably the reason why the BBC isn't reporting on a lot of the stuff and only report on things like the Epstein scandal and stuff years after everything's already come out.
Isn't there something about a statue of a priest with a half naked Indian boy at mid torso, and you know, like the boy's facing towards him, you know, like there's very sexually oriented little boys and priests. There's at least two or three statues I can think of already from the Catholic Church or the Roman Catholic Church or the Anglican, or I'm not really sure which denomination, but yeah, that was popular, especially in California area.
I don't know, but as far as BBC is concerned, it seems as though they want to continue on the Jimmy Savile legacy. You know, he was like a god there in the good old UK in the industry. So, yeah, it does not surprise me at all that. You know, we had the argument or the issue of the Baphomet statue that was put out in public, but it wasn't just a statue of Baphomet. It was a statue of Baphomet and two children, one by each of his knees, a little girl and a little boy. So, yeah, everything just always leads to the children, the protection of the children. We got to protect the children. Once again, guys, make sure that you have your home in straight order, because we're going to have a hell of a winter coming up. You don't want to lose your kids to CPS or anybody else because of unlivable conditions, and then get the vax shot. You know? Yeah, well?
I would like, I know you only got a minute or so left, and I want to thank you as always for allowing to be on the show. Could you talk about TLBtalk.com for a moment and how important it is that people get on there? Because as you're saying, I'll just say this, it's going to be a cold winter, and we've already seen how apt these people are to ban things. And the more we spread information, the more we're going to be banned in time out. You need to get on TLBtalk.com right now. TLBtalk.com right now. Android app, Google app, get on it, Apple app, all that. Because there might not be a spot for us to talk about this in a couple months.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, Facebook has banned a lot of people who have been in dire need trying to do fundraisers. And, shutting down their GoFundMes and shutting down their profiles. We're not going to do that to you at TLBtalk.com. We have a fundraising section of the social network dedicated to it. So, guys, you want to check us out at TLBtalk.com, our brand new social network. Give us all friends requests. We will definitely answer you. And spread the word. Freedom of truth. Freedom of speech. Freedom of knowledge. Freedom of our power, our future. It's all at stake. So, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Your enemies, see them driven before you, they hear the lamentation of their women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.